se extraño, como se extrañan las noches sin estrellas, como se extrañan las mañanas bellas. No estar contigo, por Dios, que me hace daño. Te extraño cuando camino, cuando lloro, cuando río, cuando el sol brilla, cuando hace mucho frío, porque te siento como algo muy mío.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome, welcome to the French Connection, a Thursday edition. Today's date is October 4th. Thursday, October 4th, 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. It's great to have you here with me for a rant. I know it's been a few days, and a couple of things I wanted to clear up on today's rant, and important things. The other day I was talking about not being able to pick up the expenses for my phone bill. Well, for you, those of you who have helped provide a donation to our cause here and are wondering why all of a sudden we don't have money, well, the PayPal account that was helping to launch our book repository and our information repository and all of the other things that we're trying to do, our initiatives here, in conjunction with a group in Sweden, it is a book collection service that has been around since 1994. It is a tax-exempt organization, and we are promoting their work. We are putting out books that are out of print or that are out of circulation or out of copyright. And they are important political ideas. They're important political books, important concepts about how human beings should interact with their government and facts about the governments with which we are falling subservient to, which is by its own construction a problem. Well, anyway, what we've done, we have forged a relationship of putting out information from this organization, and thereby becoming hopefully a wider voice for the truth, especially with things like Henry Ford or with Nesta Webster, or when you take a look at the Wolf book, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute, but as well as Elizabeth Dilling, and we're going to talk later on about some of the quotes from Voltaire and so forth. Very important observations of powerful people's powerful writings that have been taken out of circulation by certain groups to protect them from exposure. That's what's happened, ladies and gentlemen. And we at the French Connection not only have put out the facts of today's world, but we're trying to link it to a conspiracy that dates back hundreds, possibly thousands of years, certainly hundreds. And we're doing it with a relationship that is, we are not this organization. It is not the French Connection. We are not in charge of its principles. We do not decide for its outcomes. We do not pay its bills. However, we are working with them because they do have, and they have built a library of powerful information, and they are also have built a status called non-for-profit, which is important because we here at this programming are targets of government, sadly, French government, and the shadow government of Israeli criminals as well as Jewish Zionists worldwide, and they are looking for any reason to try to destroy us, to put us out, and by accepting donations, it puts us into the area of a business, and we're not a business, and I don't profit from this programming. I don't make money at this. I don't turn around and become fattened up by this. This is not my source of income in this life. Has not been this work I do. I'm doing this as a means of providing all of you with information. So let's go back to the phone bill. PayPal froze the account of this organization, this book repository organization in Sweden, and their monies were kept closed. So the money you sent to that PayPal account was frozen by PayPal. So there you go. That's what the book group is trying to clear up, and they have provided this the information to PayPal. But I must caution all of you, PayPal has a terrible history of being politically motivated and orientated, and will no doubt cause problems for us, but we have no alternative to their service except we are going to fulfill the request that they have made, the group that in Sweden is going to fulfill them. And I've been assured of this by the principals within the book repositories group, that they're going to actually contact them. So when that does happen, you will see the PayPal thing made available once again, and you will understand that the relationship between us and them is not a contractual one. It can be eliminated or stopped at any time by the book group. And we are not profiting in any way. We are not a profit-making organization here. We don't have ads on our site. We don't get cash flow statements. We don't file things. We don't have any money. We're not a money-making group here. This is not Alex Jones, a criminal group over there that's oh, well, I'm going to get into him, too, in a couple of minutes. Jesus. There are more billionaires in Mexico than in America, he says. Jesus, Louisa. Oh boy, this guy—he just—he's the biggest liar ever to put on a pair of pants, ladies and gentlemen. Just astonishing stuff. Anyway, so that I hope that clears that up for you. I don't want you to think that I'm a bad manager, nor do I want you to think that we're not doing our best here, because we always are here doing our best and hoping against hope to get the kinds of equipments to make this broadcast quality better. The last broadcast was absolutely miserable. It was done at 16 kilobits, which was a horrendous sounding broadcast. And as a result, at 16 KB, what you got was a Skype phone call recorded in terrible quality recording. So we apologize for that. I think this file should be a large site better than what you just listened to, and if you just heard the other one. Things going on. Well, they are not trying to disguise the fact that they want to attack Iran now. And see, this is one of the things about slipping the nose under the tent. You know, there's an old saying about the camel slipping his nose under the tent, that the next step is that he's going to bring his whole body into the tent. The idea here is that they would start putting on the internet that they're probably going to be going to war in Iran. It was started by their bought and paid for shill, Scott Ritter, I guess about 16 months ago. And he first floated the idea of an Iranian attack. And when it didn't happen, people bantered around the idea of an Iranian attack and la, la, la. And this is what his job was, to introduce this kind of information into the world. And they do that through many different means. Basically, it becomes old news for people to hear Iran's going to be attacked. And by the time they actually do the attacking, there's very little talk about it until the day the attack starts. In other words, there's no resistance put up. Why? Because it's already been a discussed situation out there, and should we, shouldn't we, are we, aren't we, we're gonna, we're not gonna, this week, next week, last week. It goes back and forth ad infinitum, and people lose interest in the prospect of the invasion. And the result is that they're able to pull this off without a serious resistance to the act. But make no mistake about it, this is a different moment in history. This is a different moment in history. People do know we're over there for Israel. They do know we are fighting for criminal Jewish Zionism. They are aware of who the masters are and who are the mastered. There is a man I want to promote now, and I'm going to get into his work a little bit here. His name is Mike Gravel, G-R-A-V-E-L, Senator, ex-Senator Mike Gravel. He's running on the Democrat Party, sadly, but he also knows that both parties are sick beyond repair. And he wants to put into the hands of the American public the right to vote in change in the government. And he wants to get rid of voting machines. He wants to go back to counting ballots. He wants to eliminate from the scene the ability of the American public to influence their government and change the course of its own history. This is something that happened that we lost our right to back in the Civil War, according to Mr. Gravel. I don't know if that's a historically accurate thing, but I will accept his declarations on that fact. But this is the real deal, this guy. This guy's the real deal. 77 years old, getting back involved in politics because he sees the country crumbling before his eyes, the nation he loves. He starts identifying the bad guys, ladies and gentlemen. He knows Israel is a criminal organization. He knows that Zionism and Jewish supremacists are running the American experience, and the government, and the executive, and our court systems, and our financial system, and our media system, and our law enforcement systems. He is aware of all of these things, and what he's proposing is an immediate way to reverse all that. How would it be done immediately? Well, if it were made law that the American public, by vote, not by machine vote, but by hand-counted ballot vote, could elect to change its future by the vote, by the initiative, this war would have ended already. We could have dissolved Congress. We could have rejected this dirtbag, imbecile, monkey-headed moron that people call president, the poser president, this homosexual pedophile sicko that we have living in the White House, which I don't even think the White House is worth saving now. We're going to have to just get delousing fluid all over it or something. But we could have got rid of him by initiative. We could have gotten rid of this war by initiative. We could have gotten rid of our entire Congress and dissolved it and reelected people. We could say, we don't want any more professional politicians. You're out of here. We could elect to say, anybody who has been anywhere near Israel can be out of office. Anybody who has a dual citizenship cannot run for office. We can put initiatives into our government to stop these people, and this is the kind of control that would be placed back into the hands of the American people. The heck with other initiative type organizations, because they're not going to make the changes we need done immediately. This one will. You know, Jim Condit came up with the precinct idea, and it is a possible way of actually taking back grassroots organizing of our government. But that is not going to stop the rot. This man, Mike Gravel, and ex-Senator Mike Gravel, is coming up with the right ideas. This guy, Ron Paul, is a sack of crap, ladies and gentlemen. Pull your support for him and switch it to Gravel immediately. Take a look at what Gravel's saying, and then look at what Ron Paul's doing here. Ron Paul says that Bin Laden is real. He's the enemy of the United States. Come on, he is the United States, Bin Laden. Bin Laden's dead, by the way. But the boogeyman, Bin Laden, is an American invention. Then he says 9/11 was done by Islam against America because we're over there. The man's a liar. If Gravel says that, he's a liar, too. I haven't seen a single place where he said anything like that. This war on terror is a fraud. That's what Ron Paul needs to say. He doesn't need to say we need to go back to a gold standard when all the gold is held by the criminals who run the country, putting our monetary system back in their hands. We want it away from these people. He needs to start saying all dual citizen Israelis need to be arrested. We need to round them up. We need to use these prison camps that they've built for the rest of the public, for these Israelis and people who've helped them. And all of the APAC local committees in every community, round them up. Put them in jail. Sort out their crimes when you're able. Sort them out when you're able. Put them in jail immediately, every single one of them. Declare war on any country who gets in our way to stop the Zionist juggernaut. No wars in Iran, ladies and gentlemen, none. Declare war on Israel. The most vile example of humanity in the history of mankind, that country. 70%+ want the nuke to be used in Iran. These people need to be nuked themselves. I'm not making any more excuses for these Israeli, vile Israeli sickos. They need to be eliminated from our humanity. They're calling for the nuclear device to be used in Iran. They're public. Their government, people in their government are calling for the same thing. And then it comes out on the internet, Smith calls for the destruction of Israel. Well, yeah. As a response to their criminality, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody who takes a look at this knows. Anybody. How long do we have to put up with this crime network having its boot on our necks? How long? Gravel says no more. And his system that he's coming up with can change the country immediately. And you know something? Even if he doesn't win, which I know that they would kill him long before he ever got to be a winner in this race, they would kill him. His ideas will not die. We need to support the ideas of Mike Gravel right now, where individual citizens of the country can become the lawmakers. This is his initiative idea, where we can spawn the next law by our own demands and by our own majority so that we can start taking back the country from the control of politicians. Yeah. Oh, boy. So, other things going on here. You know, our last show we did with Andrew Hitchcock, very, very powerful information. Sad that the quality was so bad, but if you can muscle through the listening of it, make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, we here at the French Connection are providing you with a wealth across the board, across time. This information is timeless. Our files are timeless. You can go back and listen to David Pidcock. Please do. Powerful information about history. He talks about the influence of these people over the last two centuries. You know, this book read. I told you I would bring it up. The book. Red Dragon. Sorry, and it was written before the Zionist Conference in 1897. It uses the word Jew when we at the French Connection would like it to use Zionist Jew. There are many, many millions of Jews worldwide who are not part of the Zionist crime network. In fact, many of them have been fighting the network from before I was born. They have given their entire lives in the fight against criminal Zionism. And I will not throw them out with the criminals. So when they talk about, when this man, Wolf Folk, talks about the Jew as the criminal, he needs to say the Jewish Zionists. Because there are many, many, many who are fighting on our behalf, and we are fighting on theirs. Make no mistake, the Jewish community is not united against the world, and people within it are fighting this sickness alongside us. We would like them to be larger in number and maybe even more vocal, but there are many vocal fighters out there. Take a look at Ben Friedman. Take a look at Jack Bernstein, who lost his life, who told about the sickness that Israel was. Yeah? How about Arthur Kessler, who discussed his experiences with these horrible humans. You know, there are plenty of people over time and over historic timelines who have given up their nest eggs, their monies, their ability to move freely in society, even died even in the fight to tell the truth. Yeah, this is the group, guys. These are the ones that murdered the Russians in the Russian steppes. Same group that was behind the Armenian genocide. Same group. Same group that was behind the instigating of the Civil War. Same group that financed the Jacobins to take over France's government, the same people that put Oliver Cromwell into a position of power. These are the criminal Zionist Jewish bankers, ladies and gentlemen. And they are, it's not the Black Pope, and it's not the New World Order, and it's not all of this nonsense. There's enough history, there are enough investigators and investigations that I can point to hundreds, thousands of people. Voltaire even knew of the scourge of these people. I'm going to put his quote up soon on the top of the page. Even Voltaire knew. Shakespeare knew. Charles Dickens knew. Mm-hmm. Yep. And when you get too close to the nerve, these people try to kill you. If that were to happen to me, ladies and gentlemen, this is interesting because Alex Foghorn Leghorn over there, oh, they may come and get me. Come on, they're not eating their own today, Alex. You liar, you treasonous lying dog. You filthy example of human excrement. You are a sick and treasonous human, Alex Jones. And you need to be arrested by a citizen of this country immediately. Somebody has to stop his lies. He's protecting the Zionist criminal network. And now he's hired one of the biggest attackers of the French Connection. He hired him, put him on his staff, Kurt Nimmo. It's not the Jewish lobby that did it all. It's not this. It's not them. This guy, and then all of a sudden, recently, in the last 6 months, he started peppering in a few of the criminal Zionist stuff in there. Why? Because he has to. Where was he 2 years ago? We know where he was, ladies and gentlemen. He was attacking us. That's where he was. Yep. Now he's working for the Alex Jones criminal network. The Arabs are behind Hollywood. And if you took a listen yesterday of all the vitriol and sickness that's spewing out from Alex Jones about the Mexicans and how they hate us and this and that, that is really a non-issue, ladies and gentlemen. You could wrap your brain around the fact that our borders are problematic and wrap your brain around the fact. But the fact of the matter is Alex Jones is trying to foment problems. He's not trying to solve them. And if you take a listen to the last 4 or 5 days of this awful human, it's all been about fear-mongering, not empowering, not putting the kinds of ideas that Gravel's putting out there. He's trying to support a shill as president, a guy that is now getting millions of dollars in his coffers to fight a false fight. And when nothing comes of it, we're just going to be left in the same hands as we were before. And there are no new ideas coming from Ron Paul, none. Check his ideas. Going back to the gold standard. Gold standard is the people who that's what they want anyway. So he's actually pushing an agenda, selling us out, this guy. Don't write to me if you're a Ron Paul supporter. Stop listening to me if you're a Ron Paul supporter. I don't want you listening to the French Connection. I don't want you with me in this fight. You're a traitor, and you're helping the criminal organization to take over the country and the world. Stay away from me. I'm absolutely 100% positively undeniably convinced Ron Paul is a shill and a liar. And he's in this to lose it. And Alex Jones is a criminal that should be placed in one of these camps and held there for trial. Should be placed behind bars immediately. No doubt about it. It's late hour here. Things have really started popping here. They're in trouble. They are in trouble. The truth is coming out about criminal Zionism. It's leaking out everywhere. They can't stop it. They will not be able to stop these facts. They are always going to hound them until they are exposed fully. So, ladies and gentlemen, our job is to turn up the attacks on them. Prove our points. Show it in history. Show it in present day. show it in real time how we're losing our country to criminal Zionists. And show in real time the liar that Alex Jones is. Yes, of course he started recently talking about Zionism. He's had to. He would have lost all his listeners. We showed you how the British crown has been taken over by Zionism. We showed you how they've taken over the French government, where I live. We've shown you how these people work within the drug trade and within the sex trade and within the banking industry and the media. We've shown you it all. This isn't the Black Pope crap that they're trying to resurrect right now. And yes, they do have the purse strings of the Catholic Church in their hands as well. And they've even put Jewish popes into the Catholic Church. So the Catholic Church is a non-entity anymore. It's a waste. It's a sickness. These people's parasitic sickness has infected it, and it was done a long time ago, but they're not principals in any of these decisions. Ever, and they never have been. You want to go back 1,000 years, you'll see the Catholic Church's influence, but there is no influence in the world today except as a billowing mouthpiece of sliding of power in the world. And it's all slipping into the hands of these criminal Zionists, every single ounce of it. Make no mistake about it. We need to fight. We've got more interviews coming up, ladies and gentlemen. We've got one probably tomorrow night as well as over the weekend. Sometimes the people that come on the French Connection are just regular people who have day jobs. Other times it's just a little difficult for us to get this going. But we've got the initiatives we talked to you about still working, still trying. We know the site is loading a little slowly, and we're aware of that. We're going to get rid of some of the videos that are on the site so that it loads more quickly. We're aware that that slows up the bandwidth. In fact, we have put out this month over 1,000 gigabytes of information this month, 1,000 gigabytes of information. Do the math on that one. Huge amount of stuff. But we're going to have to cut back on the video presentations on the website because it's just slowing down the site and we're running up our bill with our web hosting or enterprise in America. And so we're going to try to fix that problem as well. Lots of stuff here. Hey, we're trying out new stuff. We're working real hard over here. We're trying to make this thing a better experience for you, an easier way to learn. We're trying to put out provocative and important books. We're trying to build and forge new relationships with organizations that are telling the truth and providing facts. These are the ways forward, ladies and gentlemen. Take a look at Mike Gravel. We're going to put him up on the website. Give the Red Dragon a look through and try to swallow your bile when it comes to comes to the word Jew, because it really was written back in 1880 something, so it was even before this was considered not politically correct. And just substitute Zionism in there, because we are aware, and you are aware, not all Jews are involved. And then start looking at Henry Ford's book, and give Rachel Corrie's work, her sacrifice, a little look, and see what you're doing to sacrifice. Are you making the effort? Is it even 1/1,000th the effort that she was making? Not her dying, even before she was dying. Look at the effort she was making, the difference she was making in her daily life. What kind of effort can you measure up to that? I can't. I can't measure up to her. But you know something? Maybe a little part of me is measuring up in some way. And maybe you need to take the same kind of powerful stand that Rachel Corrie took. She was willing to stand beside Palestinians who were being murdered wholesale by criminal Jewish Zionists in Israel. Anyway, that's the rant for today, for this Thursday. It was an informational thing here about what we're doing and clearing up a few things. I wanted to make sure that you knew these things, and we apologize for the quality problems. We're going to try to iron them out. It's an issue of getting the right kinds of recorders when we can get some money in our hands, and it's about getting the work done with the right stuff and making this effort. This doesn't cost a lot of money to do this. It doesn't. And to do it as a radio broadcast onto podcasts and then onto Shoutcast, the streaming, that is not hugely expensive either. We can do these things with on a shoestring. And as soon as we can get PayPal squared away, we may not be able to. They may be criminally resistant to even helping to clear up this problem. I hope that's not the case. But if they are, these broadcasts won't stop. They won't stop. So hang in there, ladies and gentlemen. Do more of your due diligence. Send these files around. Talk about Mike Gravel, Senator Mike Gravel, his initiative idea. Put your heart and soul into this. Tell your friends and family members and your neighbors. Get the word out. French Connection's telling the truth. French Connection's telling the truth. The French Connection's telling the truth. We're telling the truth. Pass it on. Till the next time, ladies and gentlemen, take care of your families and be well. Bye-bye now.
Extraño, como los árboles extrañan el otoño, en esas noches que no concilio el sueño, no te imaginas amor, como te extraño. Te extraño, en cada paso que siento solitario, cada momento que estoy viviendo a diario, estoy muriendo, amor, porque te extraño. Te extraño cuando la aurora comienza a dar colores, con tus virtudes, con todos tus errores, por lo que quieras, no sé, pero te extraño. Te extraño, como los árboles extrañan el otoño, en esas noches que no consigo el sueño, no te imaginas, amor, cómo te extraño. Te extraño en cada paso que siento solitario,